Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. Rhubarb. It took me a long time to become a fan, but now I'll try anything. I once ordered the rhubarb licorice ice cream that Scout & Company in Winooski was serving. But for a really true fan of this herbaceous plant, we turn to Candice Page. She writes for the Savivore section of the Burlington Free Press. Candy, great to have you back at the VPR Cafe.
It's lovely to be here, Rick.
How big a fan of rhubarb are you?
Well, I'm not exactly Johnny Rhubarb Seed, but you would find in my backyard 10 to 12 rhubarb plants when most catalogs say two plants are sufficient for most people.
Why do you grow it and that much?
Well, a number of reasons. First of all, you know, rhubarb is as Vermont a fruit as the apple. Actually, so that we don't get calls, rhubarb is technically a vegetable, although we usually use it in sweet dishes. If you find an old cellar hole in Vermont, you are going to find nearby two things, a lilac bush and a rhubarb plant, because that's what farmers in the 19th century had around their homes. The other reason I grow it is that I don't think there's a plant that is as easy to grow and as productive and as easy to harvest and store as rhubarb. You put it in the ground, you feed it heavily, you pull the stalks when they're ready. If you need to freeze them, you chop them into one-inch pieces and put them in a bag and you put them in the freezer and you're done.
Do you have any tips on how to grow it really well?
The one thing that people should know about growing rhubarb is that it's a very heavy feeder. So you want to plant it in rich soil. You want to feed it in the very early spring when you first see the leaves. You want to feed it again when it starts producing. I keep a pot of manure in the backyard full of water, and I feed it manure tea regularly. And that extends the season for harvesting rhubarb into July, and I occasionally push it to August.
Manure tea. Yeah. This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Candice Page, who writes for the Savivore section of the Burlington Free Press. We're discussing rhubarb. Candy, let's go to the eating side of rhubarb. There are a lot of desserts that can be made with it, but what else can we do with it?
I think chefs are showing the way. I made some calls around Vermont, and for example, at Juniper in downtown Burlington, they're using raw rhubarb, which is a new thing for me, in a salad, in a dish called porchetta with polenta fries, plum juice, and rhubarb fennel salad. The rhubarb is raw and shaved thin and tossed with raw, thinly shaved fennel and then in a light dressing. So this would give you both a tart and, you know, that bitterness of fennel to cut the richness of the porchetta. Sounds delicious, and I need to go down and give it a try.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Down in Londonderry at Solo, the Genovarts restaurant, they have first of the season soft-shell crabs, and they've been tempura frying them and then putting them on top of a kind of Thai salad of shaved red onion, celery, cucumber, and again with rhubarb. So this is something I haven't done. I haven't tried raw rhubarb, but talking to these chefs did get me intrigued about what else I could do. So I went to the web and I went to a marvelous cookbook, which I'm sorry to say comes from Minnesota, where they value their rhubarb. And the Historical Society has published a book called Rhubarb Renaissance. So there and on the web, I found a recipe for rhubarb pickles. I found a recipe for rhubarb salsa and a recipe for rhubarb chutney. And I have brought all three with me for you to taste.
I can't wait.
So I definitely have two favorites here, but I won't tell you until you taste. So first, let me give you the rhubarb pickle. And that is rhubarb, raw rhubarb that's sliced into chunks. And then you make a pickling mixture that has sugar and vinegar, star anise, ginger. It's unexpected, I think.
Oh, my goodness. I'd eat the whole ball right now.
Oh, yeah. I expect my grandsons to do that.
Yeah. I mean, I love pickled things to begin with, but that has such a tartness that is just incredible.
Okay, now the second dish, I'm doing these in order of spiciness. So the pickles have just a tiny bit of spice. This is a fresh rhubarb salsa that has finely diced red onion, finely diced scallions, sweet yellow pepper, sweet red pepper, and rhubarb in a honey lime dressing.
And it is beautiful.
Yes, it's so fresh looking. Now, in this case, the rhubarb is a little crunchy, right?
Yes.
And you achieve that by blanching it for 15 seconds and then putting it in ice water. So you keep the crunch, but it's not raw.
Wow. So I would never think to use rhubarb in a salsa, but it is phenomenal.
Yes. And I think I'm going to alter this recipe to put in a little more rhubarb because it really adds. In fact, you know, I could probably chop up some of the rhubarb pickle and add it to the salsa.
That would be fantastic.
Now, for the final dish, we have rhubarb that, as you can see, is completely dissolved.
Yeah.
This is rhubarb chutney. And it is spicy, let me say.
Okay. It's probably my least favorite. That doesn't mean I don't love it.
Right.
Really tart.
Yeah.
But it really has a nice flavor to it.
The recipe recommended using is just a tiny bit of it on top of goat cheese on top of a round of baguette or something. And I think that the goat cheese would tame it. So I'm not going to ask you to pick a favorite because I imagine that you feel, as I do, that both the salsa and the pickles are winners.
Right. But if I had goat cheese with the chutney, I'd love that just as much.
Okay.
No doubt.
Well, that's great.
All right. So let's talk about the desserts that we bypassed in the just earlier. What are your favorite ways to use rhubarb in a dessert?
Well, I have all kinds of ways. But what I wanted to talk about right now is a cake that I've made three times in the last 3 weeks to test. That's what I keep telling my family. It's rhubarb strawberry whipped cream cake. It looks like it's difficult to make, but it has a lot of steps, but it's very easy. You bake two layers of sponge cake and then cut each in half horizontally. And then you've made rhubarb sauce. So you put the first layer cut side up on a plate and you put rhubarb sauce that you want to be fairly juicy on top, along with some sliced strawberries and some whipped cream. Then you put the next layer on top of that and repeat, and then the third layer on top of that and repeat. Then you put the last layer on cut side down so that you have a smooth surface, and then you pile whipped cream on and top it with whole strawberries. I may just have to go home and make it again.
You've sold me. Candace Page writes for the Savor More section of the Burlington Free Press. Candy, thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Rick, it was great to be here again. Thank you.